It's the Currency Brief by OFX on MoneyFM 89.3's The Breakfast Huddle. The Currency Brief is brought to you by OFX, moving money globally.
MoneyFM 89.3, good morning, it's The Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. That time of the week again for The Currency Brief by OFX. Previously, OFX touched on increased demand and opportunity of e-com. And many listeners sell online products overseas. They texted questions on challenges faced by increased logistics costs, especially things like air freight. I mean, it is like, what, 3-4 times higher compared to pre-COVID levels? How can they tackle this? Anything online sellers can do more proactively, perhaps, to achieve better cost control? Well, online this morning to help me out with these questions, Mark Tan, Corporate Clients Manager for Singapore at OFX. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Elliot. Great to be here.
And joining Mark is Jason Tay, Amazon selling expert, founder of jasontayonline.com. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, sir. I think we spoke before quite some time ago.
Yes, that's right.
So, Jason, if you don't mind, I want to start off with you. You've been selling online since 2013. You run a website called jasontayonline.com with an active online community that helps others expand online using channels such as Amazon to expand into the US and, of course, other global markets. International logistics, it's becoming more unpredictable, Jason, when you look at the terms of costs and delivery time. So, a question for you, Jason, what are some of the key challenges that you see from your seller network? What are they facing right now?
Yep. Well, I think the first challenge is the increased cost of freight, especially air freight, as you've mentioned. I've seen it up to like 5-6 times higher at one point. The other issue would be delays in production and the supply chain. So you have delays with production, and then you have delays with shipping. Yeah, so that becomes like a double whammy. And of course, with these prolonged delivery and production times, then you are exposed to more forex risk as well.
Right. And then there's also the impatient customer like me. Well, Jason, then how can these online sellers then brace themselves for the challenges that are ahead?
Well, I think one of the things they need to look at is if you're using air freight, to definitely pivot to ocean or sea freight. Of course, once you use sea freight, then you have those longer shipping lead times, talking about 2-3 times longer than air freight typically. And so that requires better inventory management and planning, and also better planning in terms of hedging your foreign currency risk, because everything's going to be prolonged and things are going to fluctuate and get more volatile. Yep. Mm.
Mark, turning our attention to you now, you are the FX expert here. Would you agree that managing your international payments and FX, if you manage your FX better, it's another way to achieve better cost control in that sense?
Yeah, definitely. Jumping in here, so I would say that for online selling, we can definitely see that there are a lot of FX present in almost all areas, right? So we're looking at sourcing, buying, selling of goods, and even a topic that we're touching on today, which is supply chain logistics. Mm. Therefore, I agree that managing FX payments is a way to achieve better cost control, and one that is growing in importance, drawing from what Jason had broken down in detail. Great insight. The longer time for production, shipment, you know, mean that online sellers are more likely to face FX fluctuations for prolonged periods. So having a FX solutions provider with better exchange rates can be a great start to keep costs in check already. And I will also encourage, you know, online sellers to go a little bit further into currency hedging tools, which will give them more certainty over sales revenue, business costs, by allowing to lock in exchange rates for a period of time, for example. May prove useful, especially with all the uncertainty we're facing at the moment.
Mm, take the uncertainty out of the picture, make sure you've got more things in place for a bit more certainty and control. Mark, what would you say are some practical tools for our listeners who are selling online that they can consider?
Definitely. So firstly, I believe over the past 2 weeks, right, Sean Edward has touched on the global currency account. And that is actually one tool that is already reducing the cost already. But how you can further add on as a hedging tool is that, you know, online sellers can conduct natural hedges. So what do I mean by that? Most of them would receive payments in a foreign currency, be it US dollars from the US. So what they can do is that if they have a US dollar invoice, they can use that US dollars that they receive in and pay out again US dollars. Then you'll realize that there is no FX element involved. So should there be any delays in shipments, there will be significantly less exposure to exchange rate risk. Now, we'll still need to convert their US dollars back into Sing dollars, for example, right? So how they can actually manage that foreign exchange difference better managed that is a forward contract. So to simplify, let's use as example, US dollars are relatively high right now, it recovered, but the revenue only comes in 1 month later in USD. So what they can do to minimize the risk is to enter a forward contract for a month or two, so eroding of revenue may be absent. Now, besides that, the forward contract also helps if they purchase goods between two different currency pairs, which they may be selling euro and the goods are priced in US dollars. They can also use the forward contract. So there are three more tools that they can actually look at, target rate order. Ultimately, all these tools that we're recommending is to reduce the time required to manage the FX and focus on the business. So the target rate order allows sellers to leave an exchange rate they want over a set period of time. They no longer need to check exchange rates every 5 minutes and glue to the screen, right? Rate alert, a notification about exchange rate movements via email or SMS. Sellers then can choose whether they want to act on it or not. Risk calculator, this is to calculate the currency impact in terms of percentages and best used in conjunction with the forward contract. I mean, with all pivots to manage costs, like the excellent breakdown that Jason did just now, it may seem daunting at first, but if they're not sure where to start, they can reach out to OS experts like myself to handhold them through the process.
Oh, yes. Very, very dependable people. I've been speaking with Mark Tan, Corporate Clients Manager, Singapore at OFX. Mark, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Elliot.
And of course, Jason Tay, Amazon Selling Expert, founder of jasontayonline.com. Jason, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Been a pleasure.
Gentlemen, thank you and stay safe. If you have a question for an OFX currency expert next Wednesday, do send it to us via WhatsApp with your question and name to 8855-0893. And if you're making or receiving global payments and you want to make an informed decision, talk to an OF expert. With OFX, you can feel confident that you're getting expert support and great exchange rates. Visit ofx.com/save to schedule a demo or request for an FX consultation.
It's the Currency Brief by OFX on Money FM 89.3's The Breakfast Huddle. The Currency Brief is brought to you by OFX, moving money globally.